Tickets Tidbit.
Tidbit, a small and particularly interesting item of gossip or information.
How much editing or faking do you think goes into vacation photos?
None with mine. In fact, these days, I've got so unprecious about putting things online. I just pretty much whack everything up, no editing, because I like to look back. Because there's this thing, right? If you look back at a photograph that you hate that was taken of you today, in 7 months' time, there will be an extra wrinkle. There will.
And you'll look
back. You'll go back to that photo and go, oh, so pretty then.
Now, when I mean editing, I mean like making things look a bit more expensive than they should. You know,
expensive?
So you go to a hotel for tea and you pretend that you actually staying there. Or, you know, you go to the beach and you take a selfie and make sure that it doesn't get anybody else and you know, caption it, oh, my own private beach. You know, that's the kind of faking I'm talking about. I'm not talking about filters, that sort of thing. Well, a new study is out. This one appeared on Money.com and it says a third of all men have admitted to faking vacation.
Men?
Yes, apparently they are the really bad ones. So 33% of the male species have admitted to engaging in the little vacation doctrine, saying they've posted a photo on social media that makes it look like they're staying, eating, or visiting somewhere more expensive than they actually are.
They must be single men.
Well, this did not go into that much detail, Steph, but they looked at the women as well, and apparently women are less deceiving. They said only 26% of women admitted to faking a holiday image. And I'm just wondering, are these people really telling the truth?
If you'd like to fess up to this today, I don't think anyone would. I don't believe anyone's doing this, really.
No, I think you do want your picture to look great. You know what I mean? You're not going to, if you're going to go down to the beach, you want to take the best possible beach photo, right? But I think lots of people do it. You go and visit that hotel, go and stand in the lobby, take a picture, check in.
Well, men are to blame more than women are, if Michelle is to be believed today. All right, time to do this.
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Michelle, can you remember your first holiday without your parents, without any kind of adult guardianship?
Oh my goodness, Steph, I was thinking about this because I thought you might ask me this today. And I, for the life of me, I can't really remember, except for when I went to the United States by myself when I was 21.
21?
Yeah.
That's quite grown up to go on your first ever holiday.
But is this like a flight? Is this like going?
No. This is not meeting someone at the other side and being in other adults' guardianship. Nope. This is being out there on your own on holiday without any adults around you.
I think it was 21.
21. I was 16.
Wow.
And I can remember wanting to go when I was 15 and not being allowed. But when I was 16, I went to one of my best friends, Sabrina. I went to her parents' timeshare in Tenerife. There were six girls.
Ooh,
we all went and had
fun.
A great time. And then went again when we were 17. And it was kind of the thing where I grew up that everyone would do. As soon as you hit 16, you were old enough to go on your own holiday.
I don't know. Like, I think it depends on where you're coming from. I suppose I was in very rural Africa. The big wide world was a little scary to us, you know. But I saved up, and when I was 21, I got on that plane.
All right, if you were to have kids today, how old would they have to be for you to say, yep, okay, go off, enjoy a holiday on your own?
Oh, completely on their own. Oh my gosh, I think it depends on the kid. If you've got like a wanderer or, you know, a kid who's not very responsible, loses his wallet or her wallet. Oh, I think it depends on the kid.
Depends on the kid. Okay. Well, we're going to be chatting to Maxim, who is 17 now, but he went on his first ever holiday alone without any friends even, just him, when he was 13 years old.
No.
Yeah, 13. Is that a little bit too young, do you think, or is that okay?
Gosh, I'm thinking of
still
me when I was
on the
13.
Kid?
No, I wouldn't be able to do that when I was 13.
Okay, what is the ideal age, let us know today, to let your children take their first parent-free holiday? Do you remember Laura Decker, Michelle?
The name rings a bell.
Well, in 2009, Laura was 13 years old. She wanted to sail around the world on her own.
Ah.
Remember this girl?
Yes.
And a Dutch court, they put her into state care, actually. Before that, she was living with her dad. They put her into state care when psychologists wanted to assess her. It took 2 months for the assessments to be done. Social workers had argued that Laura was too young to properly assess the dangers of that voyage at the time. But who gets to decide? What's too dangerous in a scenario like that? I mean, she was born in New Zealand. Her parents were on a round-the-world sailing trip when she was born. She spent the first 4 years of her life on the ocean, got her first yacht age 6, and had been sailing solo since she was 10 years old. Now, I'm sure there's adults who attempt to sail around the world now who are not as experienced as that.
Yeah, once again, comes down to the child. If she got hurt, she spent 4 years on the ocean, and it's like her backyard, right?
Yeah. I mean, fast forward a few years, Laura did finally win her battle with the court. She then became the youngest person ever to circumnavigate the globe single-handed. And she celebrated her 16th birthday while she was on that trip.
By herself on the boat,
I think she docked up somewhere and then met her parents to celebrate the birthday. Because she could dock up on the way. She wasn't at sea the whole time.
No.
But she's now threatened to never return to the Netherlands because of their resistance to her adventures. And there is this thing about age and there being a, I don't know, adults just think, no, you'd be too young. And they feel that about every child because they look at themselves when they were 13. But I think it does really, really depend on the child.
I think it's also you're responsible for that person, and that's a huge thing on your shoulders. I think when you become responsible for another person, you just become a little bit more careful. Perhaps you stop thinking about yourself and think, oh, I've got to care for this person. I can't let anything happen to them. I don't want anything to happen to them.
Well, if this is the first time that you're hearing Laura's story, there was a fantastic documentary made about her trip. Here is a little piece of the trailer for that documentary.
Here's an interesting controversy. A 13-year-old Dutch girl wants to sail the world alone.
Council for Child Protection's so concerned about the dangers of the voyage, it's asked a court to grant it custody of Laura.
Decker had to fight a 10-month court battle to be allowed to make that trip by herself.
Woo-hoo! All the other kids in school thought that I was crazy. I definitely preferred sailing for school.
I feel like freedom is when you're not attached to anything.
That's the trailer for Laura Decker's maiden trip. It's called, you can find it on Netflix still here in the UAE if you want to watch it. So Laura Decker was 16 when she sailed around the world on her own. And she wanted to make the trip when she was 13 years old, which would have broke so many records. She did break the record for being the youngest person. But do you think it's fair for people who didn't know her to say that she couldn't when her dad, who believed that she was more than capable, said she can do this? I'm totally happy with her doing this.
Gosh, it's very interesting, the government getting involved. They get involved when there's abuse, but was this termed by them as abuse?
They just felt like we've got to take the decision out of his hands when he's the one who knows her best. I think it's awful.
I wonder if she'd just gone and done it. You know, gone and done it by herself, got her boat, went down to the river. And
well, she did do that. She did a smaller trip and she went to the UK. And she walked into a library, I think it was, on her own. And they then rang the police, and then her father had to fly all the way over to the UK and then sail back with her. They refused to let her sail back on her own.
Goodness.
Even though he's on the phone going, no, she's fine. She knows what she's doing. It's fine. I just think it's a crazy situation that the state can know a child better than its parents, who are obviously lovingly taking care of it and not really trying to put it at risk.
Maybe they can meet in the middle somewhere, you know, get to know that this girl grew up on the ocean and, you know, see her skills. You know, did you say that she went to a psychologist for 2 months?
Yeah, they assessed her.
Gosh,
properly assessed her. It's extreme, isn't it? So how young do you think today is too young to head off on an adventure all by yourself? Think about you as a 13-year-old. Would you have been capable of doing that? Let us know on 4001. Got a few text messages coming in already, Michelle.
Yeah, something here from Adam. He said, what about school? Does that mean parent-free?
No, school trips. No, that's still got adults there who are looking after you.
I suppose that's the first step, though, right?
That could
be the first step to you know, not being with mom and dad. It's out of the comfort zone. Yeah, I think that he said it can be a big thing. I went skiing in Italy when I was 12, but there was a couple of kids who cried most of the time and they missed their mummies and daddies.
Amy says in the current day and age, you need a credit card to book most things, whether it's a hotel, an Airbnb or whatever. So I'm not sure it would be that easy to travel freely under the age of 16. Traveling without parents, but with substitute responsible adults, whether it's tour operators, skiing, for example, or going to camp, should be encouraged as early as desired. But going off with no means to support themselves for an adventure could be deemed a little bit rash. Do keep your thoughts coming in on this. How young is too young to be heading off on a big adventure on your own, on holiday? We'd like to hear from you today. And we're going to be chatting to an inspirational young person on the ticket this afternoon. His name is Maxim Nilepa.
I'm 17 years old. I'm from Macedonia. I study at Repton School, Dubai. And I'm a big fan of basketball and sports in general. I'm a big adventure enthusiast. And I've been doing a lot of interesting things with my free time, especially in my summers. I've been to China in the Shaolin Temple. I've trained there Kung Fu for 2 months. I have a Dan 1 black belt in karate. I'm big on sports. I played in an off-season for the Macedonian national basketball team for the under 18 boys. I've just been doing these kinds of things my entire life.
So Maxim travelled alone to that 2 month Kung Fu camp when he was 13 years old to China. He's got a brand new challenge this year, and this one involves his dad. It's for good reason as well. Stay tuned to hear more. Welcome back to The Ticket, where we're asking you today, is 13 years old too young to travel alone on a trip? We're not talking about flying alone to meet relatives in an airport on the other side. We are talking about a 13-year-old heading off on an adventure all on their own.
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Raj is joining the conversation on the telephone. Hi, Raj. What are your thoughts on this?
Hi, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for taking me in the discussion.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah. So, Kevin in Home Alone, he inspired many of youngsters. So I think like it is okay to travel all over the world. But the only thing is, like, he should know where to go and what to do. And he should take a little bit of advice from his parents, from her parents, with the credit card, as someone said about that. So I would say, like, there's no problem in traveling all alone. He should go to a proper place. That's all it is. Like, he should not take something which he doesn't know, totally, zero idea.
Okay, so you mean it should be organized very well in advance, like planned out, so he has a structure of exactly where he's going, what he's doing, where he's going to stay?
Oh, definitely. Like, I would allow my son or daughter at this age, but provided, like, I would be guiding before in hand so that, like, they can have a good time instead of scared or, like, afraid of what to do.
Okay, that's a great point. Raj, thank you very much for taking part in that. So Raj would let his kids go at 13, but he would make sure they knew exactly what they were going to do.
Yeah. So Nicholas has been in touch on the text line as well. He says, saying it depends on the kid is what age it depends on the kid is a cop-out. There are general rules based on average maturity and responsibility level at any given age. And some kids, such as Laura, he's talking about Laura who went around the world, rode around the world, have different expectations. But it depends on the kids is whether or not they are an exception. That's what Nicholas thinks.
So it should be, there should be a rule generally, but then we should look at them if they are exceptional children.
Exactly.
Well, we're talking to an exceptional, not so much child anymore because he's 17 now, but Maxim Nelpa this afternoon. He did exactly this. He went off on his own when he was 13 years old on an adventure.
I was born in Macedonia, but I moved here at the age of 4, so I've been here for 13. This is my 14th year.
So Maxim's a student at Repton School, and what a great ambassador he is for that school. When Maxim was 13 years old, he headed off on his first solo adventure. No parents whatsoever. So I was wondering how a trip like this comes about. You might be asking yourself. Well, Maxim has been studying karate his whole life. He's actually got a Dan 1 belt.
And I had just finished my black belt exam, and I said, you know what, I want to round off my martial arts career in some crazy adventurous way. So I did, and my uncle's also big on Kung Fu, so he suggested that I look up the Shaolin Temple. And once I had, I was totally fascinated. I watched these videos on YouTube where they like stuck spears into their throats and like,
oh
wow, did some crazy Kung Fu kicks and things like that. So it was really amazing. And I just started researching and looking it up, and I saw that they actually offered camps for expats. There's options for a week, a month, 2 months. And some people go for years on end, and they fall in love with the place so much that they stay there and they become instructors themselves. I was the youngest that's ever been to the camp. I was 13 at the time. Everyone was 20, 23, you know, and a lot older. But they took me in very well. And
so there he is, Michelle, in China at a Kung Fu camp on his own. Take yourself back. When you were 13, where were you allowed to go on your own? Can you remember? Because it was a big thing, wasn't it? Like, there'd be certain places you couldn't go until you were a teenager.
I think I could go to my friend's house. I could cycle to my friend's house. That was okay. I wasn't going to any Kung Fu camps in China, I'll tell you that.
No, I think mine was town shopping with my friends. Like, on a Saturday, you can catch the bus on your own. You can go into town, but you must be back by 5 p.m.
Yeah, that was about it for me as well. Except we didn't even have a bus, so we just had the bike to try and ride to the closest friend.
I don't think I was even allowed to cross the road until I was 10. Without anyone. Yeah, very overprotective parents there. How did Maxim's parents feel, though, about him doing this in China?
My parents were, to be honest, they were a little afraid at the start. But the idea grew on them with time. My dad was actually insistent on traveling with me, but because we had booked the tickets late, you know, we didn't have the time, and I ended up having to fly alone. And the trip was 24 hours because I had a 10-hour layover in Hong Kong. So that was crazy, but luckily it all went well and I was safe and everything was fine.
I can't imagine what their friends must have said when they said to them, our 13-year-old is going to China on his own. Did they say he can look after himself? He's a black belt?
That was actually a helping point for me. I mean, that did help me in convincing them into letting me go.
It's just an incredible story, isn't it?
But do you think they told the other friends, you know, we sent our son off to China for a bit? Maybe there's a backstory. Maybe they were like fed up with him. Like, we need some, go off.
No, you know, it brings a whole new element to, I remember when I was a kid, I used to say things like, well, Amanda's allowed to stay out until 8 p.m. at night. Imagine Maxim's friends. Well, Maxim's allowed to go to China on his own to a kung fu camp for 2 months. Well, you're not, we're not Maxim's parents. You can just see it, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, since then, Maxim has had other challenges. In an off-season, he went to Macedonia, where he was born, actually, to play for the Macedonian national team, which is amazing.
That really did push my body. The conditioning and the amount of training they do a day, they play twice a day for 4 hours. Yeah, it was the off-season, so it's really training. You know, they went to the gym for 2 hours and warm-ups and cool-offs. And so it was really pushing my body to extremes and, you know, cold ice baths and things like that. So I hadn't experienced that before.
How did that make you feel about the sport?
Honestly, it really challenged me, which I love. I love to be challenged. And it made me want to play more. So actually, this November, I'm going to Phuket in Thailand to play basketball for a week there in a tournament with my school again. Yeah.
So what sport do you enjoy playing? Have you got one?
I'm not a traditional sports lover. I'm not very good. I wasn't very good at sports at school, but I love doing yoga, Pilates, dance. Does that count?
Yeah, dance. Okay, let's take dance for instance. If I told you that you could do dance twice a day, so in the morning and then later on in the day, but in between that you had to spend 2 hours in the gym, would it put you off if you did that for like a month?
No, I went to dance school, so...
You just love it.
So, if that's your passion and that's what you dedicate to, with a full-time job, probably not. But if that's what you're just doing, then okay, maybe. Is that what he had to do?
Yeah, I couldn't do that, though. I mean, I love playing squash, but if I had to do it twice a day and then go to the gym for 2 hours in between, I couldn't do it. It did not put Maxim off basketball, though.
No, it didn't. It didn't. Because, like I said, I love to be challenged. And on the first day, actually, I got there, and the training was so intense that I threw up on the court.
I've done that with a PT before.
Yeah, so that was kind of embarrassing. You know, it was my first day. I lived in Dubai and they kind of saw me as an outsider, even though I'm Macedonian. But with time, I got healthier, I got fitter, I got better, and I just kept pushing myself.
You know, I was chatting to Maxim and I was thinking about Adrian Hayes, because we spoke to him on the show yesterday, remember? He started climbing mountains at 14 years old. He's now walked from Canada to the North Pole. He's climbed K2. He's failed to get up Kilimanjaro, as he told us, with altitude sickness.
Yes.
But he's made a career out of challenging himself. And I really want to know if that is where Maxim sees himself in the future, as a professional adventurer, a bit like Adrian Hayes.
No, actually, I want to study PPE. That's politics, philosophy and economics, hopefully at Oxford University. Sport will be a side. It's more of a hobby for me. You know, I love to see what I can do. I love to see how far I can push myself. I love to just set myself challenges and goals and, you know, adventures, something I can look back later on in life and say, wow, I did this.
So Maxim has got a new challenge. He's going to be pushing himself. He's also going to be pushing his dad. Stay tuned to find out what it is when we come back. Welcome back to The Ticket with Steph and Michelle this afternoon. Trying to keep you moving on the roads. It is very, very busy out there, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had a few texts and thanks to everybody who's been in touch. Mohammed said D57 is a big parking lot. Avoid it at all costs. That's Yalias Street. That's what Mohammed says. Also, Tarek's been in touch about Emirates Road. He said Emirates Road, northbound, heavy traffic. What is the problem? Well, I'm looking at my map here, and at the intersection with Sharjah, Kalba road, it's really, really red. I can't see why. It doesn't say exactly why, but I'll tell you that after that big intersection at Sharjah Kalba Road, it moves out and there's a lot of green. So hopefully you won't be in that traffic for too long.
Fingers crossed. Right, we're talking to a Repton student today, Maxim, this afternoon. He's travelled to a two-month kung fu camp in China on his own. He did it when he was 13 years old. He's 17 now. But we're interested to know if you would let your kids travel alone at 13. 2 months, away from home, no parents. What do you think?
Oh, well, we've been saying a little bit it's about the kid earlier, and some people weren't happy with that. But as other texts have come through, Penny says, flying solo without airline assistance, I would say 12 or 13 years of age. Holiday without parents, but under adult supervision. She says it depends on the child, but she thinks school going age 5 or 6. Totally solo. Yeah, right, she says. Like I would allow my kid to do that. I would allow a camping trip of type, maybe in their late teens, but absolutely veto a trip that looked like it was to hit the clubs because it could cause serious lapses in judgment.
Yeah, but what if it's not to hit the clubs? What if it is an adventure? And what if by saying, nope, Nat, you're not doing it until you're over 18 years old, what if you're really holding them back?
It's a difficult decision. I think personally that each parent has to make it. It's difficult.
Well, that drive that Maxim has to challenge himself, I think we've all got it in different amounts. On the scale of people who like to challenge themselves, I think I would say that I'm about a 6. Maybe even a 5, or possibly a 4 on some days. Some days, if there's a good Netflix series, possibly a 2. Maxim has to be around a 9, maybe even a 10. What do you think you are?
Oh, can I change per day as well? On the weekends, a 2 during the week. It starts off at a 5, getting better as we go. Yeah, it depends on the day.
Okay, and do you think it's your upbringing that's made you that way?
No, I think it's 50-50. Either you have it in you have that spirit.
So it's genes that are passed down.
It's half-half. You either have that spirit and then a little bit of what you got from your parents, like we learned about that amazing rower earlier with her parents.
Well, maybe it is in your genes. Maybe it skips a generation here and there. Maybe it's a little bit like twins.
I have a very sporty family background. So my father was semi-pro at soccer. He played football for Macedonia. My uncle is big on martial arts and things like that. And just growing up, we played a lot of family sports together. We've always been an active family. It's been this constant competition between me and my father and my uncle. And, you know, and just that rivalry and that desire to win, I think, has propelled me into this kind of enthusiast for sport.
So he grew up in a sporty household, and I guess that's where he feels his enthusiasm and that need to challenge himself, especially when it comes to sports, where that comes from. But Maxim's got a new challenge that he's set for himself this summer. The circumstances around it, I'm sure, will touch any parent tuning in today.
Ice age, heat wave, can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way.
My father, last year he had a heart attack because he's been a heavy smoker for the past 34 years.
Even though he was so into sports.
Exactly, yeah, which is, you know, very surprising. No one else in our family smokes apart from him. So he was a heavy smoker for 34 years.
It's amazing that he managed to do the training that he would have needed to do and smoke.
Yeah, no, I know. I have no idea how that happened. And I think it impacted his professional career with time. So I think that's a reason that his downfall came. But so he's been smoking for a long time. And last year he had a heart attack and had to go stent implantation surgery. Mm. And, you know, that really impacted me and our family. And ever since, you know, I've been determined to help him quit. I've been talking to him nonstop. I've been trying to get him to work out with me so we can get him back to his perfect self. So I wanted to do something this summer that would help him health-wise. I didn't want to overdo it. So I didn't want to do something where we'd, you know, train 8 hours a day. It wasn't something like that. I wanted to do something where we could spend time together and still get him to do his health. And at the same time, I could do something that would challenge myself.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Absolutely lovely.
So Maxim's put together a cycling challenge for him and his dad this summer. It sounds exciting.
The idea of cycling came up in a discussion as a joke at first. It was a joke mentioned by one of our friends. And it just developed into this crazy adventure. the past month, we've been training a lot. So every weekend, we'd do a 50K cycle in Al Kudra. And we'd run every night for 10K. And then, you know, do some other cardio exercises, breathing exercises, trying to keep our breath underwater. And I actually reached 3.5 minutes. He reached, he reached 2.5. So that was,
Goodness me, that was
really good, especially for him because, you know, he's a smoker. So
I love how Maxim says in one breath, I didn't want to do something too hard that would require training. And then reels off a 50-kilometer cycle, a 10-kilometer run, and holding your breath underwater for 3.5 minutes. I don't think I could get through one of those in a week.
Yeah, oh my goodness. I hope his dad's doing okay, but he obviously loves it as well. I'm sure he loves it.
Well, we will find out a little bit later on how much he loves it. But it's tough training. Maxim's happy to admit that. It's not easy, especially the cycling.
Whew, yeah, I did not expect it to be that hard, to be honest, because we said, you know what, we're going to take a couple hours just to dedicate our time to this. We don't want to rush it because that's not what we're going to do in our tour. We're going to take it slow. We're aiming for 70 kilometers a day. We took 3.5 hours to do it. It was incredibly, incredibly hot. It was very tiring. A lot of water, dehydration that kicked in. We understood that we were a little underprepared. So we went and bought a bunch of gear, and that was a big, like, realization moment.
70 kilometers a day. Think you could do it?
Nope.
I did 104 when I got lost on the 92K cycle challenge the first year it happened.
That wasn't on purpose.
The signs weren't good. No, I didn't get lost on purpose, but the signs were a bit funny, and we got to a certain point where we thought, if we don't take that corner and we end up cutting some out, we won't have done it and we won't get our medal, so we better just go the way we think it is now.
Nah.
Ended up doing 12K more.
So you could join Maxim and his dad?
No, it killed me. Absolutely killed me. I couldn't walk for about 3 days after that. Mm-hmm. One of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. And it took about 5.5 hours. I was last over the line. So no, I don't think I could do that 70 kilometres a day. Maxim has got a plan. It all starts this weekend, this plan.
The idea is that we're going to fly Saturday morning to Moscow, Russia, and then we're going to go to St. Petersburg. From there, we're taking a train to Helsinki, and then a ferry to Stockholm. And that's really where the cycling tour begins. From Stockholm, we're going to cycle 734 kilometers to Copenhagen in Denmark. And that's the longest distance, like continuous distance, that we're going to have to cover throughout the trip. And I think that it's a lot of hillsides, and so it's going to be a tough road to go. Every day.
There's no off days?
No, we're going to have one off day a week. We're going to have, I think we decided on a Friday.
Where are you going to be staying?
We're going to stay in motels and Airbnbs and things like that. And then from Copenhagen, we're going to go to Rostock in Germany and cycle from there to Berlin and finally Berlin to Prague. We've organized a tour to be a van to follow us from Berlin to Prague, which is 570 kilometers, if I'm not mistaken. And I think that's going to be the most publicized part of the trip.
Epic adventure or what?
Yeah, he wanted to do something easy, didn't he, with his dad?
70 kilometers a day, every day with one day off a week for 40 days, which is amazing.
It's absolutely amazing, it is.
He's going to have an incredible time. We're talking to Maxim. He's a pupil at Repton School, 17 now, but he went off to China to do a kung fu camp on his own for 2 months when he was 13 years old. Lots of your text messages are coming in about this.
Yeah, thanks Dr. Andrew from JBR. He says, I was allowed to take the coach from Birmingham to Torquay at 14 years of age. I had to change at Bristol though. I forgot all my luggage on the first coach. I arrived caseless. I wasn't allowed to travel for a while.
Uh-oh.
We've also had another one from Alice who says, definitely my parents sent my sister and I away at 10 to meet people in America. I don't know who these people were, but they just sent them off to meet people, in America. I've always traveled as a kid. I think 10 years of age is a good age, but then she says some kids wouldn't cope.
Yeah, I just think it absolutely depends on the child, 100%. I don't think it's a cop-out at all. When was the last time, though, that you had that long alone with one of your parents? Have a little think about that before we come back. When was the last time you and a parent, just together, just the two of you, spent 40 days together? I think that's an awesome thing to do.
Oh, lovely.
And at this age as well, he's 17, he'll be going to university soon. It's probably one of the last times they'll get the chance to do this in quite a while.
Normally the parents are trying to keep the kids around, aren't they?
You know,
normally the parents are trying to do the things with the kids and the kids like, oh, give me some space. But actually, this time it's the other way around.
completely the other way around for Maxim and his dad. Find out, though, when we come back, what Maxim's dad thought about it when this trip was first discussed. We're in conversation with Maxim Nepler this afternoon.
I'm 17 years old. I'm from Macedonia. I study at Repton School, Dubai. And I'm a big fan of basketball and sports in general. I'm a big adventure enthusiast, and I've been doing a lot of interesting things with my free time, especially in my summers. I've been to China in the Shaolin Temple. I've trained there Kung Fu for 2 months. I have a Dan 1 black belt in karate. I'm big on sports. I played in an off-season for the Macedonian national basketball team for the under-18 boys. I've just been doing these kinds of things my entire life.
So Maxim this afternoon is inspiring us to grab a parent and take them on an adventure. Michelle, when was the last time you spent any quality time alone with one of your parents?
Well, I used to live with my mum, so we spend a lot of quality time together. And there's been lots of times in my life where I've lived with her, gone away, lived with her, gone away. So we've done holidays, spent a lot of time together.
That's so nice. I think the last time I spent time with my dad was maybe 7 years ago.
Gosh.
We went to Go Ape together, we went cycling together, but it was just a couple of days, you know?
Yeah.
I've never spent any long kind of period of time.
Since you left home?
Since I left home. Since I've been an adult. Probably since I was... Probably ever, actually. I don't think he's ever taken me on a holiday on my own or anything.
I need to give him a call.
Yeah, it does really, really make you think, though. Let us know if you'd like to do that now. If you'd like to spend like a good month or more with one of your parents. And what's stopping you? Maybe we do need to think about that. And Maxim was 7 the last time he took a solo trip with his dad.
We went to St. Moritz when I was a kid. We went to ski there. And it was just the two of us because my mom, I don't know, she had some work. She's a doctor. And that was really the first time that we spent together, just but the two of us. And it was incredible. I remember having the best time of my life. After skiing every day, he'd take me to have a hot chocolate with marshmallows and we'd laugh. And it was a lot of fun, you know. So, I mean, doing this trip, I feel like it will recreate those moments and it'll be definitely something to remember.
Hey, if you're a dad today and you're tuning into The Ticket, imagine that. Your 17-year-old son comes to you and he says, Dad, I want us to cycle across Europe together this summer. What would you say?
Oh, yeah. He was not happy. he was not happy. He sat down and he said, wow, okay. Because, you know, he knows that I'm big on these kinds of trips. And he looked at me and he said, are you serious? And I said, yeah, I really want to do this. You know, I want to help you and I want to do something that I'm going to have fun doing. Initially, obviously, I didn't say Moscow to Prague, you know, that came with time. But I said, let's cycle Europe. And he looked at me and he said, what, how hard can it be, right?
Yeah, it's pretty flat, right?
Yeah, so with time, as the ideas developed, it took a lot more convincing, and he wanted to go the easy route and say, okay, maybe we can take a train from here to here. And it took a lot of fight to finally get this final plan.
How long is it going to take altogether?
It's going to take us 40 days. 40 days to do the entire tour.
So Maxim said a little bit earlier on, the last part of the trip is where it's going to be the most publicised. And with that, he means a documentary he's going to be making. With the help of his school, he goes to Repton and he's going to be making that short documentary.
Thanks to Repton School Dubai and our sponsors at The Idea Media and Smart Palm, they have allowed us to use funding from them and the sponsorship to create this video that we're going to make. We're going to make a short documentary. They gave us the gear and the tools to make this happen. And it's really because of them that this is possible. We're going to be filming with GoPros. We don't know exactly how, because none of us have a film degree or anything of the sort. So we're just going to make it up really as we go along. We're going to take a lot of videos in the cities that we're traveling to.
The thing with any kind of documentary, though, drama. It's what you want, right?
Yeah, I'm just maybe dad and son have a fight, or you know, there's a night and they sleep on the side of the road. It rains. You know, I'm just imagining. Yeah, they need some drama.
You need drama, but drama is the last thing you want on a trip. Like,
yeah, I mean, we've been planning for a long time to make sure that there is as little drama as possible.
So, what is going to be the story then? of this trip? That's what you've got to ask yourself.
I think it's the inspiration behind it. You know, from him being a smoker, his dad, and having that heart attack to doing this inspirational journey because of his son.
The main idea where this came from was because of the smoking of my father, right? I mean, he inspired me to make this trip happen. And I feel like this is sort of a anti-smoking campaign, right? I mean, I'm doing this to raise awareness about what health, how important health is and what smoking can do to you, and to show people that a smoker for 34 years is able to go on this trip and then give up smoking for the rest of his life, which is the idea, that something like that is possible, right? So that is essentially the aim of this trip.
So where will the smoking be at when you leave for the trip?
I mean, he's decreased the amount of cigarettes he smokes a day, and leading up to the trip, he said he's totally giving up. You know, he's leaving the cigarettes here, and that's the end of it. So hopefully, the trip is going to be a tipping point where he doesn't need them anymore. And that's the idea.
Kind of heartbreaking, though, isn't it, to hear how much Maxim wants his dad to give up smoking?
But I think perhaps this could do it. I have a feeling.
Well, it's a big trip. It's probably the last one they will take together like this for a long while.
I'm going to university next year, and I feel like this is really the last time that we're going to have this opportunity to spend time with each other and really connect on that kind of level. So, I mean, it's really beneficial for the both of us, you know, to spend some time together.
And if you'd like to follow Maxim and his dad's journey cycling across Europe this summer, here is how to do that.
I'll be keeping contact with the Repton social media pages on Instagram, Facebook, and I'm sure they'll be updating the journey as it goes along. Yeah, and once we're done, I'll be uploading the video on YouTube, and obviously the Idea Media and Repton will use that footage. Yeah.
He's an inspirational young chap, eh?
He absolutely is.
If you would like to follow that story, please do. And we're going to follow it as well. We'll be catching up with Maxim when they get back in September. Maybe we can even drag his dad in.
Yeah, let's do that.
And make sure that smoking has stopped.
It's gone.
It's gone.